Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about how do we say this in a pleasant...
How you going to say it, buddy?
fornication location.
Nice.
The weird spot you...
Woo!
The urge hits.
Yeah.
And you just... Steve off the air was trying to describe...
Okay.
In the UK, there's a heat wave. Some frisky couple in the middle of the day got on the roof of a parking structure.
Yeah.
Even though it was 100 degrees outside. And they were...
It's hot and sweaty and
on the pavement.
Right. He's kneeling on the hot tar.
So you saw him?
Yeah, they're the kind of type of couple that belong on a roof of a parking garage. I mean,
Do you tell, Steve?
No, I'm just
what does that mean?
I saw they're never attractive people when they always make the news.
Learned that years ago when my family had HBO. And they had the show Real Relations with the other word in there.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, it's a nude beach. And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to watch a nude beach. And it's like, oh.
It's those.
It's not Baywatch.
No.
It's
yeah, it's the people that you expect to fornicate.
It's like, yep.
I always assume there'd be way more dudes than women.
It
anyway.
Is a lot. And there's a lot of
everyone's like, where are the chicks?
You know?
What the heck?
they decided to get it on right there. The next one in the news was a couple in Croatia was having relations at one of the film locations of GOT.
God.
Game of Thrones. I don't blame them for that one, to be honest.
Oh, you watched? What was the location?
It's King's Landing.
Is it cool?
It's so cool.
So if you were going to fornicate...
It looked like an office building or something behind them. What was...
No, it's like... marble's not the right... But like the stone, that very old... I don't blame them.
It's probably marble?
Or I don't know.
This is where you would pick if you were headed.
The thing is, it's in a very public area. Like, I would want to hide a little bit. They are like in the hallway.
They're right out there getting it done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think they're on surveillance footage.
It's got to be... That can't be the worst thing that happened to that location, considering Game of Thrones, right?
Correct.
There's probably like violence and...
Yes. Sacrifice.
Yeah.
All simulated. This was not simulated.
Okay, that's the difference.
This was... They were genuinely...
Getting it on like...
The weird...
Like characters from the actual show, or just there is...
No, they were just dressed like people. They were like tourists.
They were normal.
And she just like threw her dress up a bit.
Oh, hey.
And he...
Hi.
He did his...
He brought his throne.
Hi. So this is what we're going to do. We want you to tell us... And by the way, we have VD going, like, so much of it.
Voice disguiser.
We just want to hear the weird spot, like the urge hit you in a weird spot and you got it done.
Yeah.
We call it fornication location, 303-222-5423, or text us at 51059.
My wife is going to kill me for saying this.
Then don't.
Please
do. Do you want voice disguiser?
Yeah, quick.
You got to go in the other room and call.
Let me whisper it to Steve. Maybe he can tell it. So we were at my in-laws. They were having a dinner party, and my wife and I were upstairs, and we were feeling frisky, so we were, you know, doing the deed or whatever, and then we heard people coming up, and... One of the guests of the party who was also coming up to get a tour of the house in that moment was the priest from town.
Hey. Hey, Padre.
Where her parents live. Yeah.
Hey.
So we didn't get caught technically.
He knew.
But we were out of breath.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know.
Disheveled.
Yeah. My buttons were all
tagged out of place.
Yeah.
No, he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did it there?
Well, yeah.
Where else?
I don't know.
I couldn't make it to the Game of Thrones place. I had to work with what I got.
Would anybody here do it in a public place?
I got, yeah.
You have?
It's a public place where there was nobody around. I guess
you did it late at night.
Defeats the purpose. Well, it was in the afternoon, actually. It was in the back of my pick-em-up truck in a national park.
Which is illegal.
It is, yeah. Drinking beer and having fornication is illegal.
Everybody does both those things every day in a national park.
Amen. I had no idea that was illegal.
It is illegal.
It's a federal offense, yeah.
Wow.
It's stupid, because if you're allowed to pitch a tent, you're going to pitch a tent.
Right.
Are we still talking about?
Nope. Okay.
The poor bears. Give them a show.
Do you remember the story? I bring it up every time, but wasn't there a couple who got butt, like they were so into it? And they couldn't find any other spot, and people kept walking. They were like in the alley behind a restaurant, and people kept walking by, so they jumped in the dumpster.
Yes.
And then the truck came.
Oh, I forget about.
No.
Beep, yeah, and they got dumped in.
Get
and
out.
There's not, once you start hearing that beep, like, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna finish?
Or
are you gonna, like,
all right, take us.
No, if you're just like, and there's no time to get dressed and jump out, so you're gonna jump out naked and leave your clothes in. Like, you don't have a ton of time. You're already the type of person who is okay with relating on trash. Restaurant trash.
I didn't even, for some reason, I didn't think about you being naked in a dumpster. That makes it like a million times worse.
Well, you know, I guess.
Have it, you're like,
I don't think you have to take everything off. But you would have to take a lot off.
Yeah.
Does anybody hike? Because I've done that. I've done the hike.
On a hike?
Yeah.
Like in a mountain?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you just get to a spot.
And do how
a little
do you...
covered. Yeah, I get that.
That's There's what's like... going on up there?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You think people hike to hike?
Yeah.
I hike? No. When I was young and you couldn't... Yeah, you would hike.
And you were just off in the woods?
Hey, Mom, we're going to Chautauqua again. Wow, you really like hiking. Sure do.
But you wouldn't get to in the car. You would hike somewhere.
No, because
then...
the car, then there's all these cars parked. Yeah. Like, I've gotten busted at our old radio station. On level E.
Oh, in the parking garage.
The parking garage.
Yeah.
The windows were real fogged up. The security guy pounded on the window. I don't know how long he was there. I don't know how much he could see.
It was a big, I remember it was a big story around the radio station.
It was a huge story, but I'm going to tell you this. Somebody trumped me because they chose my exact same fornication location. And had a child as a result of it.
And I know who you're talking about.
You know exactly who
you're talking about.
Friend of show.
They did trump you on that.
Had a parking lot E of the Tabor Center baby.
Love it on level E.
All right. So tell us where the weird spot you got it on. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
We're looking for the weird spot you You did it.
Yeah, fornication location.
Had some relations in a strange area. Stephanie. And Stephanie chickened out.
I will probably.
Maybe she'll call back. If she doesn't, we're going to tell everybody where you had relations, Stephanie. I don't know which branch you were at. Ginger.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Fornication location. Where'd you do it?
The front seat of a Yugo.
There's not enough room there.
A Yugo.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Not even one person.
An old Yugo. I actually broke out one of the vents with my foot.
Oh, yeah, you had you couldn't help it.
Were you in the driver's? Where were you at?
Right.
Passenger seat.
For those of you that are too young, Yugos was the smallest.
It was like the smart car.
A tin can.
Like a little bit bigger than a smart car.
Barely.
Barely.
Right.
You know the little power wheels that your kids drive around?
There, that's most.
It's about like that.
Fitting two
people. You got it done, though?
Yeah, we got it done. You broke a few things, like I said, in the car, but we got her done.
Why were you there? Were you? Did the mood just hit, or were you too young and couldn't afford a hotel or motel or whatever?
The mood just hit, and we were in a deserted parking lot, so, yeah, there you go.
Yugo it is.
Yeah, let's Yugo it up.
Yugo, I go, all right. We all go.
Yes, we do. You know, Turo is all of a sudden going, get a fleet of Yugos out to Colorado! Thank you, Ginger. That's vile. Oh, I got to turn on VD here.
Oh, voice disguiser.
Candy.
Yay.
You are disguised. Where'd you do the fornication location?
So I am from Pennsylvania, and there is a huge Zoo, and it's the Philadelphia Zoo, and I had fornication in the zoo.
In the zoo?
Yep.
What yep. part of the zoo?
Yeah.
There's like an outlook to go over all the animals to see them, and we did it in like the stairwell that leads up to that outlook.
The stairwell.
Yeah, I know, so hot. So no animals saw you and got all like, because animals will get freaked out if like some, like I've heard this before, like if they start to smell your pheromones, then they want to get in.
Whoa.
They're like, hold on.
Okay, wait for us.
I know what that is.
Oh, so they'll.
I was like, we're not monogamous over here in the bear community.
Meet you in the stairwell.
Can you get us access to that stairwell? Was it at a time where you knew nobody else was going to come up the stairs?
Nope, it was just a risk we were willing to take at the time.
That's fun.
That's super fun. All right, thank you for the call, Candy. The Candy VD train continues. Candy?
Yai, how are you?
We're great. Fornication location, where'd you go?
So, we were feeling in the mood and basically decided to pull over on the side of the road. We weren't fully getting into it, but I was being taken care of. We had some stuff put up in the windows.
Okay.
Couldn't see in, couldn't see out. And all of a sudden, we have a knock, knock, knock. We pull down the cover, of course, after I got decent, and it was an officer. And he said, well, I can kind of see what's going on here. I appreciate, you know, the situation, but there's probably a time and place that's a little bit better than where you're at. And
so he didn't bust you?
Let us go on our way.
Oh, that's
no,
awesome.
No, he did not. I was panicking, and he just said, go about your business. I appreciate what you're doing, but just don't do it here.
Wow, that's
a nice
fun.
Officer. Yeah. I thought he was going to be like the bear and go, how do I get in on this? That's great. Thank you for the call, Candy. More VD. This time it's a boy.
Moist disguiser.
Ken?
Yeah.
You are disguised. What's your fornication location?
We were in Florida on the Gulf side, probably 20 feet out in broad daylight and just out the urge.
Get
in
out.
The ocean?
Yep, in the ocean.
I feel like I don't enjoy having relations in water, and I can't imagine wanting to do it in salt water.
Wow.
Because it's...
Salt water is definitely better than the pool.
Buoyant.
Well, buoyant, but then isn't there like a friction?
Or
I don't
something.
Know. And
oh,
then if there's any...
Never thought
you know
of
what I'm saying? There's
yeah,
like,
salty friction.
Salt, yeah.
Yes,
and sand.
Abrasion. Yeah.
Yep.
I never thought.
Yeah, I'm like, it's like 600 grade sandpaper. Just throwing that out there. It's a hard pass. Was it fun?
It was immensely fun.
Okay. Well, we're all very proud of you. And as long as you didn't, you know, bring any sharks in or anything, you're totally fine. Thank you for the call, Ken. Jesse.
Yai.
Fornication location. Where was yours?
I'm sorry. You were cut. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Where did you have relations?
In the baptistry of a very fundamentalist church on the island of Guam.
Wait. A baptist? Like a baptismal?
Where they do baptisms. Where babies enter into their journey into Christianity. They decided to make one.
You christened them.
Yeah. Did you get caught?
Well, it was a lot of sneaking around, right? Because it's a fundamentalist church with all the rules and the cult-like environment. And yes, so talk about kind of scary, but intense and crazy.
You didn't like do anything with the water, though.
With the what?
With the water, like the holy water. Yeah. You didn't use it, or
oh, no, we okay. never, we never touched the water.
God,
no,
we clean no, up.
We have rules, Slacker and Steve. We're defacing something very religious, but Candy.
Hi.
You are disguised now. What's your fornication location?
So in high school, a couple friends of mine were doing the deed in the parking lot, but since they went to a private high school, there were security cameras everywhere.
Oh.
And they got caught and called into the office.
And they got to watch their own bid.
Like, come on in. Now, you're real good right until the dismo.
Yeah,
you got to land, you got to stick that. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Thank you. I would not want to watch the footage of my own.
You wouldn't want to see?
No.
Okay.
Michelle.
Yes.
Fornication location. Where were you at?
We were at a carnival in our local town that was going on, and me and my husband snuck off to a little section behind the rides and
we were doing our thing and having fun, and a carny worker actually came up and busted us and told us that we couldn't be doing that and we needed to get out of there. And so, a little embarrassing, the next day we went to the local parade and ran into that carnival worker who recognized us and came up to talk to us and joke about it.
Hey, that's fucking
carnival. Hey, you guys! They got to expect out of carnivals a little
course.
Bit.
Hey, he was jealous.
He was like, I know the spot where everybody goes. Cheryl.
Yay!
Fornication location. What do you got?
Subway meat prep counter.
Heck yeah, enough said.
Subway eat fresh.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
I think I have beef with all of the women in my life right now.
Oh my goodness.
Including you, Aaron.
Why? What did I do?
What happened?
So I've had been on my hair journey for a couple of years now, growing my hair long, and I've been constantly struggling to make the bun, the man bun or whatever, because it's something, it looks easy, but when you grow up, I've never made a bun before. I've never made a ponytail. I don't know how to use a hair tie.
You spend an abnormal amount of time messing with your hair. I didn't want to have this intervention, but as long as you brought it up.
And first off, he's not one of the women in the room. So I hope this beef transfers over.
Well, so like, when you listen to the show, like, this is for people who can't see what we're doing, which is everyone. I'm facing one direction. Steve and Aaron sort of face me. And then, like, when T-Hack goes in to answer calls, I'm the only one who can see him. You guys would have to physically turn 180 degrees to see T-Hack.
Yeah.
It is a constant touching, readjusting, pulling the hair down, flipping it out like there's a Pantene commercial going on, and then pulling it back up. I mean, it's distracting. But sometimes it's in so slow-mo, it's distracting in a delicious way. But like,
it's because I know you're the only one that can see. So,
but like, you spend a lot of time on your bun.
It's because I'm a perfectionist about things, and I'm messing with the hair tie, and it's just, I can't get the bun to look right. It's floppy, it's too big,
like,
it's
the messy bun is hard to perfect because you want it to be messy, but you don't want it to be like, yeah, I haven't left my bed in 14 days.
Yeah.
Messy.
It's impossible. There's a line. Yeah. The look is like, oh, just throw it up and don't care about it. Well, that doesn't look good. Right, but you're supposed to not, it's supposed to look like you don't care. But
you don't
care
have that
a little.
Going on today. I don't know what you got going on.
I have a scrunchie in today.
And I love it.
Changed my life. And why did no one tell me about this?
I told you
way sooner.
Last week I said get a scrunchie.
But way sooner.
Well, wait, no. So last week, okay, I don't know anything about men's hair. But
I love that you have to qualify every day with like, all right, so I'm the real manly one in the room. Have it, like, scrunchie is badass. Yeah.
Well, so Tiak would do the bun, but last week you guys were all like, no, do the mimosa.
I wanted him to do, I wanted him to do the Aragorn from Lord of the Rings.
Like
just
up,
pull the top
down.
Back.
And he did do that.
Yeah. He did do it, but you could tell he was doing it to appease us, but he was not comfortable
like
in his
it?
Skin. Oh, God.
We all told him it looked good.
It looked money, because then it's half down and it's half up.
I kept it. I felt like I was in the Lord of the Rings.
That's
a little
the
bit.
Point.
It's God, dude, with the sword.
But I did keep it until I got home and I asked my wife what she thought. She said I looked a little colonial. Which isn't, it's like, so you want to head upstairs then? Or it's like, that's a negative review.
Oh, it was a negative review?
I think colonial is like, I look like George Washington or something.
No,
like,
you didn't.
No, that would be all of it pulled back into like the little pony.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have the bow and I guess it wasn't white.
Oh my God.
So she didn't like it. Let's say
she didn't hate it. She didn't hate it. She just.
Let's say she loved it. Then you're stuck with it. You'd have to keep wearing it then.
I would have. But then I knew I had one more thing to try, which was the scrunchie. That's what Slacker brought up. So I tried.
But it's the same bun. You just use something else to capture it.
Basically, the scrunchie, I'm figuring out, all of you women out there, you're cheating the whole time. I'm trying to make the perfect messy bun with just this hair tie.
Yeah.
The scrunchie, it's like a push-up bra for my bun. It's like shoulder pads or something. It's like most of the bun is the scrunchie. It's so much easier now than trying to
use... Your money right now.
Thank you. And it's so soft. My hair is like nice and curly when I take it out.
So you're mad because the ladies had this secret this whole time.
Yeah, I'm struggling with like my hair. I'm breaking hair ties and stuff. I'm pulling them way too hard. No, it's...
the
Where
scrunchie.
Where was Angie on that one? Hey, try my scrunchie.
I will say
to
this.
To be fair, Angie suggested it a long time ago, but I didn't. I thought it would look girly.
I for years, so back in my day when I was doing it, the first time I was out of hair ties and I stole my girlfriend's scrunchie.
Barrettes. Didn't you? Oh, okay.
I never did a barrette.
Okay.
But like the first time you, like, but you, back then, guys.
Chip clip. You used the chip
no,
clip.
No, I definitely use it. The carrot thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The little banana clip?
You lived on that.
I didn't live on it. I would only do it at home.
Oh.
Like, back in the day, scrunchies and banana clips and things were very, we were very much more gender, like, you guys can only wear the rubber band thing, and girls can wear barrettes and banana clips and whatever. And the first time I put a scrunchie in, I was like, oh my God, this is heaven. It's perfect. But I couldn't wear it out.
Because it was not a...
Because then everybody like, that's too big. It's too colorful. Like, you get, like, you're a guy. You can't wear that. I don't know when it changed, but I can tell you definitively that Jason Momoa changed it for the rest of the planet.
Because
Jason Momoa, like, he'll walk into an award show in a tux, but he's got, and he's got his hair down, but he's got two scrunchies on his wrist, wearing them like bracelets, and then he's just like, does that Pantene hair flip, and then, and it's like, fun. And it's like, money. And you're not going to go up to him and go, hey, that's a girl hair tie. Like, he changed it.
And he always does the pink, too. It's always pink.
But you don't like Jason. You always like.
Well, I had no opinion. I've never seen a movie with Jason Momoa in it. So he had cool hair.
How have you never seen a movie with Jason Momoa in?
He's in Aquaman. I don't even know what else he's in.
Game of Thrones?
I never watched it.
Dune.
I guess Dune was pretty terrible, I think. Did anybody watch Dune?
Yeah, it was so good.
I heard it was terrible.
I loved it.
Okay, but you've your ovaries are vibrating for Jason Momoa.
And for Zendaya and Timothy Chalamet.
I mean, I tried to watch it. It was not grabbing me. And then I read some reviews of, like, Rotten Tomatoes just panned it. Did you try to watch it? Did you watch the original one?
No, I hated it. That got panned.
Because that was Sting and like Kyle MacLachlan or whatever.
The worst. So I figured this one.
My guy direct it? Yeah. I think my guy who did Twin Peaks.
He doesn't even put on his resume anymore.
He probably doesn't, because that thing was like, every time you attempt Dune, it's just like, okay, so having not been into...
So I did a deep dive on him, because you brought up Momoa, the scrunchie talk, so I'm like, all right, I got to try the scrunchie. Let me get some inspiration. I did a deep dive on his Instagram and stuff. And I'm in love with him. I can't believe it took me this long to be on Team Jason. He's the best.
So now what?
So now I'm scrunchy for life. I'm all in. I'm scrunchy forever. Ladies, I'm on your side. Like, it's just incredible.
All right. So, is that the new hashtag now?
Scrunchy for life.
Slacker and Steve.
I need to ask Erin something very personal, and I should have just pulled her aside.
Should we leave the room ENT?
We'll go listen to the radio.
I think you guys are going to want to hear this, because I don't know if you know this. TAC might know it because he follows Erin.
Are you sure you should even ask him?
I probably shouldn't be asking on the air. But Erin was involved. If what I read on Facebook is true, Erin was involved in a super shady, weird situation. And I'm uncomfortable with it.
Did this happen on Sunday?
I didn't look at the date.
Okay.
But a coworker of ours.
Yep. Okay.
Erin works out here in the building. We have a gym here in the building, and she goes there. And like, in fact, we were just talking off air. She's rocking the Depp Hurd trial on there and running marathons because she can't get off. Right? You're just like, why would you get off the treadmill if
it's so entertaining? It makes it easier.
It's like a train wreck.
Yeah.
You just can't take your eyes off of it. So a coworker of ours also works out down there. And he was working out down there over the weekend. Have you ever been in the gym?
Yeah.
I wasn't at you, but like the one time I wasn't asking it like
I
to
know
be insulting. No, I wasn't. No.
By the looks of you,
No.
The gym aren't speaking to.
No. The reason is because I made the mistake. In no gym in the United States of America do you want, like, if it's a 24-hour fitness, a lot of those things are like unmanned at night, but you can still go in and work out. You have a card key.
Yeah.
So you're like, boop, now you're in the gym. Now you can go anywhere in the gym, do anything you want, and then when you're done, you leave.
Yeah.
this gym, you card key into the gym, and then you also have to card key, I believe, into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right?
The locker
and then
rooms.
You put all your stuff in your bag, throw it in a locker, go out and work out. Well, if you did that and didn't grab your key card, you can't get your crap anymore because you got to have your key card to get into the locker room.
You do have to rim because you're so screwed.
Is that not the dumbest thing you've ever heard? Like, key card to get in. Like, you already know I'm supposed to be here. I got in. You shouldn't lock me out of the locker room.
But it makes sense because a few years ago, there was a strange man that, like, on floor 3 or 10 or whatever, put a camera in one of the women's bathrooms. We don't want to give, if he worked here, access to the female locker room.
But have you locked yourself out of it?
I haven't, because I'm not an idiot.
I locked myself out of it.
Are there signs or anything that say, like, warning, just so you know,
make sure
to grab your... Okay.
There are.
That's good.
I don't remember those signs being there.
Because you're right. If you didn't know, I mean, you would just assume it's like any other gym and you'd throw your stuff in a locker.
It has like a little security guard on the paper that's like, stop. Do you have your key card?
This is why I don't work out.
This is why. So after I locked it in one time and had to go through the whole crap of getting back in, the next time I put in my shorts, got on the treadmill, ran, got done, went over. I didn't have it. So I had to tear the gym apart. Apparently, I was running at such a good pace that it came flying out of my pocket. Then it hit the treadmill and went, launched back behind whatever machines are behind it.
Now is we have an app on our phone, so my key card is the app.
Oh, it works on that?
Yeah.
And we used to have that little scanny thing.
So one of our coworkers went to the gym, locked himself out of the bathroom, and had to call who he thought was the closest coworker. I don't think Aaron is it.
No, I do think I was.
Our boss lives right here.
He doesn't have access to the gym. He called him too.
So he calls Aaron on a weekend to drive to the station to get him access to the locker room. All this right now is enough for me to go, bruh, I don't like that. But there's one more little piece to the story.
Oh, I will say... When he called me, he warned me. He also Venmo'd me $25.
So wow.
We're even.
Hold on. So he's locked out of the bathroom, but could he have left? Were his keys in the bathroom?
No.
Yes.
So
I believe everything was in the bathroom. He couldn't have left.
It was all in the main fitness center, not in the locker room. So I could open up the door for him, but his keys were in there, like his house keys, his locker key. Mm. He could not leave.
Here's the deal. My fellow brothers, Mr. Steve, Mr. T-Hack, this coworker had decided for some reason to remove his shirt. And that too was inside. So he called Aaron half clothed and said, please come down to the radio station gym on a weekend where it's abandoned. Nobody else here.
I've seen this movie. Definitely seen
it. And I'm like, there was no conclusion on his Facebook post, but I was like, if Aaron showed up, I'm going to I feel like your father and you don't go do that again.
He walked here shirtless from his house, so he didn't have one here at all.
What?
Okay. All right, I don't know if that's better or worse.
That is way worse.
So
I won't leave my
think?
House without socks. I won't leave without a shirt, underwear. I need everything.
Layered up.
As the three of us, we're my three dads to little Miss Aaron.
I like
to think I'm like a brother, but you guys got the dad thing handled.
I don't like it. Don't, I'm not happy with it.
Yeah, that's
I told you, he Venmo'd me. We're fine.
He paid for my services.
All right, it definitely sounds familiar now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We got to help a woman who didn't want to get married, now wants to get married.
Oh.
May have ruined her chances to get married. I'm not sure what all's going on.
Okay.
But the M word's in here. You going to be all right with it?
We'll see. I'll hold my nose.
Okay, Amanda.
Yay.
What's happening? How can we help?
I guess I just need some advice.
Okay.
I've been with my boyfriend for a little bit over 10 years. And
Whoa!
I know. And it's a great relationship. And I know that we're meant to be together and that we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. But I would like to get married. It used to feel like a silly thing that wasn't important, that it was just a piece of paper and it didn't matter. But I changed my mind. I want to have a wedding and get married before we start a family.
Oh.
Yeah, dead silence. That's not good.
No, no, it's good. Yeah. We're just letting you. It's just.
So 10 years. That's what I.
Yeah, you've. Okay. You've set a little bit of a precedent here. Like, this might be a skosh like turning the Titanic, but I'm not saying it's impossible. It's definitely not. But you have said. You have had out loud conversations that you thought it was a stupid and a piece of paper and he agreed. And since then you haven't had the conversation that you think that piece of paper is significant and you want it.
Well, our friends have gotten older and gotten married and we've been to all those weddings. And I know he's seen how emotional I've gotten and we've talked about the fact that I feel like something's missing from my life, but he thinks I'm being silly and he says that things are fine the way they are.
And
I know I haven't always wanted a wedding, but I feel like I should be allowed to change my mind.
Absolutely.
But he does still want to have kids. He wants to do all the other stuff. He just doesn't want to, he doesn't want the pomp and circumstance or the legal document.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know. I've seen friends go through divorces and, you know, negotiate custody arrangements. And I think that's also preying on my mind too. If we purchase a house, when we have kids, marriage feels important in a lot of ways, not just.
Yeah.
It just feels important. And how do I convince him that we should get married? And if I can't convince him, I'm not sure I should stay with him.
That was my next question, Amanda. If you don't get what you want out of this, are you willing to leave? It's kind of like you've invested 10, give me this, and if I don't get it, bye.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, that's a really big question.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of walked right up to it just now, though, without saying it.
Yeah.
You didn't make the threat, but you.
It sounds like you've got it planned.
But 10. Do you feel
my life?
Do you feel like you're getting to the point where you are you past your?
Is my biological clock ticking pretty fast?
That. Yes.
Thank you for saying.
I don't want to offend you, but like it's like now or never. Like you want to, and if he's not the one, you've only got a couple years left to get a new man.
Yes, it's getting to that point.
Okay.
I mean, like I have thought about freezing my eggs. And I might do.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I'm a woman in my mid-ish 30s. Yeah. So
okay.
We think about those things. When you get together with your girlfriends, that's part of the conversation.
And you're watching all your friends live the life, and now all of a sudden you want it.
Well, to some extent, I have it, except I'm not married, and maybe I'm dumb. Maybe I just need to shift my own perspective, but I can't. All of a sudden, marriage is really important, and I don't know why.
Well, your feelings are validated. Yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Let me give the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. You are married.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm saying you're living the life of a married person. So I think, unfortunately, I think a lot of men who just think logically and go, you have everything you need.
Right.
What? Who cares about that piece of paper?
It's not going to change. Well, we might get cheaper car insurance outside of that. Marriage, I don't.
It doesn't. Right. I mean, yeah, it's not. Like,
but if he gets in a car accident, I'm not even allowed in the hospital room. I don't have a legal document.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not married. I don't feel married.
Yeah.
You don't get all those little intangibles.
And I'm not 100% sure if that still stands up in Colorado, but it might. It actually might. There is that.
I'm not sure either, but if I were married, I would know.
You would know.
Right. You wouldn't have to worry about any of
life insurance
little...
policies, like whatever insurance, like if he has some sort of accident or death policy at work, it goes to the spouse kind of automatically, whether he's I see that.
Yeah.
And then if it
doesn't rock climbing or skiing, like I think about these things, like I'm all of a sudden it happens when you turn like 32 automatically, you're just thinking about mortality. It's dumb and unfun, but
wow,
I don't know.
But the other,
once you start thinking about kids, it's on your mind.
The other side of this is, and it's, you're allowed to change your mind. No, I don't think anybody can say that you're not, but he's allowed to not change his mind. And like, you have entered into an agreement of neither one of us want that piece of paper. Now you do.
Yeah.
And your need for that doesn't change his want to not have it.
There it is. Thanks for clarifying.
I think there's a lot of people jumping for the phone and going like, you deserve it. But it's like, if you guys agreed, that's, you're changing the terms of your relationship.
There is that.
And again, you're allowed to do that.
Right. And it's for the better, it sounds like, too. But Slacker's right. In the end, he can,
can agree to disagree, but that means probably.
And then he'll appear as the bad guy then, kind of.
I mean, he's a good guy. But to be fair, neither of us is entirely who we were when we met. We were like broke ass kids with sheets for curtains.
Yeah.
And like, all we did was bong hits when we met. Like, we have evolved.
You guys can get back to that, you know.
It's going to be way in the rearview mirror if you do this. I think you're very rational.
Yeah.
You've presented a great case. And I think we're going to get some people in here to give you some advice on if, you know, I think just asking for marriage isn't weirdly an easier ask. I've known people where they've gotten together and agreed, I don't want kids, and they both agree, and then one day she wakes up,
boom,
and her biological clock,
uh-huh,
and it's like she's, and he's like, listen, I'm here with you because I want to travel and I don't want kids. You're changing the terms of everything. All you want is a fun party and a signed document that says that you're forever.
Yeah.
Or until you hire a
attorney. I don't even care that much about the wedding, to be honest. I mean, we could have a barbecue in the backyard. Like, I feel like I'm being really basic, wanting to get married.
Okay.
I used to be so much fun and a rocker, and suddenly I want to be a wife, but like,
wow. Amanda, you hang on right there.
Yeah.
We're going to get you a husband, whether it's the man you're with or someone else. It's not fair to her because it's what she wants, but it's also not fair to him. So is there language she should use? Is there, maybe there's legal document? I mean, I'm sure there's something where he could write a power of attorney that says, if I get in the car accident, then you come in the hospital. She wants to be his wife.
Yes.
Like his wife.
Everything that comes with it. Legal thing, just everything.
Not common law.
Right.
Wife.
Yes.
Ring on the finger.
Public.
Yep. Like county records.
All.
Wife.
Yeah.
If you can help Amanda out, if you've been in this situation or you have advice, 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
We're trying to help Amanda out. She's been with the same guy for 10 years. And has basically told him the whole 10 years, it's cool if we don't get married.
And now she woke up one day and went, you know what? That's exactly what I need. I want the piece of paper. I want to be married. Don't need the pageantry. Don't need the wedding as much. Just be legally married.
Well, she talked about like he gets in an accident. She can't go into the hospital. And some of those things, I think, it'd be covered with some other legal document. But she wants.
And he goes, no, we had a deal. You can.
So we're kind of going over. Does she have a right to change her mind? Of course. Does he have a right to not change his mind?
Yes.
Of course. So
where are we at?
Where are we? It's something that could only be solved by somebody with a delicious accent like Claire.
Yeah.
Claire?
Yeah, guys.
Yay. What do you think?
This is a tough one because I had friends of mine that were together for 10 years. She pushed to get married. They did. He bolted within 6 months because It's like he needed to know there was an exit strategy. And that strategy was shut down with the permanent piece of paper, and he freaked out and bolted.
So stupid, though.
Yeah, she needs the permanency.
It is stupid. So donor option number two is to get what's called a civil partnership, which you have all the benefits legally of being a wife, but You're not technically married.
Never heard of. Wow.
But I wonder if that wouldn't also scare him the same way it scared your friend. Like, no matter what, signing a legal document feels like I signed a legal document and there went my exit strategy.
Yeah. I mean, it's you're 100% true. And the other thing is, like I always said to my husband, you want kids. They ain't having your name. So sort it.
Oh,
really? I like it.
And men are funny about their kids not having their name. So that's option number three. So you got your three options there.
Yeah.
Claire, amazing advice. Yes. We appreciate
amazing you, accent. Thank you.
You being out there for us.
I know.
If you think about that, it is so stupid because the dude is married.
Yeah.
If she wanted to, we know people who never signed the piece of paper, but then we're together like this long. And then when she left, she's like, by the way, I can prove her common law. And they went through the exact same divorce process as anybody else goes through.
Yep.
Because in Colorado,
they don't care.
You share a utility bill and like one other thing. You're married.
Yes.
Like you maybe didn't go down to the courthouse, but you're, I know how much that makes you tense to hear that out loud. Megan.
Yai.
What do you think?
How are you guys?
We're good.
I just like Slacker said, people are allowed to evolve and change in a relationship, especially a long-term one. So I think just come into the conversation with him with an open mind that, you know, you have been thinking about this stuff, but like Slacker said, he may not have gotten to that point yet, or, you know, he's allowed to keep, you know, his mind the same. One thing to think about, though, that you brought up about when you get divorced and you have kids, You have to still, if you're not married and you have kids, you still have to do the same kind of paperwork when you split up to figure out custody. So that's not, you know, really a factor, or it shouldn't be. It's perfectly okay for you guys to, you know, figure out what works for you. Like if you want a big wedding, but you don't actually get the paperwork, that's okay too. You know, maybe
nobody watches you sign.
Oh yeah. It's not
like when you're doing the thing, nobody watches you sign. You go back in the back and you sign it with the
videographer is not there.
Sometimes they are, but it's like, it's not exciting. It's just like, you want somebody to watch you refi your house. It's like, look, the fine folks from American Financing are here. And I'm like, let's go. Give me more papers.
Yeah.
And maybe the financial benefits would be a way to bring him into the fold to get married, because tax breaks, you know, things like that, it doesn't make sense. I mean, insurance, you know, everything.
Yeah, Steve immediately brought up insurance, and I was kind of like floored, because it's like,
get cheaper car insurance, Slacker.
Then why aren't you married, buddy?
Well,
I got money. Yeah. I can pay for it. Thank you for the call, Megan. Tina.
Hi. She should get what she wants, and if she can't get it, she needs to move on. I was in a situation where I lived with my boyfriend for over 6 years, and I didn't want to get married. Then he suddenly died on me. I didn't even have a right have an autopsy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So because of that...
Like, you literally had no legal rights over finding out what happened to him, nothing.
Right. Nothing. And you can draw legal documents as a partnership, but if she wants to be a wife, then that's what she should have.
Well, she made an agreement 10 years ago.
You can't.
You got to stick.
No, it's
you
not like,
change
what did they spit on each
you
other's hands and like,
they,
oh,
yes.
blood brothers.
And they shook
people
on
People change.
It.
People change.
You can change, but you can't change. You can't
yes,
back
you can.
Out.
Yes, you can.
You can change,
because they
not
didn't
back
sign
out.
An agreement back then.
Verbal.
That's Shut up. Verbal. Verbal. Tina, I'm really sorry
yeah,
that happened
sorry,
to you.
Sorry, yeah.
It is,
yeah.
It is yeah. honestly... That sucks. And I think that might, maybe if he maybe. Hears you saying that and understands, look, man, yeah. this isn't, it's not this, the piece of paper doesn't trap you. It enables her to help mm-hmm. if you're incapacitated or making
right.
Just,
right.
Just
present
different,
it that way.
Different decisions. This
There's
isn't a trap
for you.
You're
yeah.
already effing married, bro. He is. And then, by the way, we don't have time. Thank you, Tina. We have Brenda, who's like, they are, you guys, you've been together 10 years. You're cohabitating.
You are. You're common.
You're
yes.
married.
Yes.
If she wants half your crap, she's getting half your crap. So you might as well sign the thing.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And if you want kids together, you're gonna have to go through the same custody stuff. So the piece of paper doesn't mean anything. It's kind of stupid. Maybe she doesn't need it. Maybe she just needs to go see an attorney
Dang,
and say,
you need some caffeine.
I need less caffeine, my friend.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Apparently we all have a music personality and we're going to discover, we don't like, we have almost no information about this quiz that happened.
Right.
But somebody surveyed a bunch of people and found out that if you love country music, you're friendly and down to earth.
Yeah,
can
yeah.
we refute that?
I know.
For most, the most part, I don't know. I have met some D-bag country
redneck. Yeah, I have too.
Really?
Yeah. I can only think of two people that are absolute country lovers that I
Are we
enjoy.
Thinking of the same people?
Yeah.
Okay. Casey and Logan, if you yep. guys are listening, we're thinking of you.
Oh.
They're totally country people.
Okay.
They have belt buckles.
Yes, that's
kind of, and they're nice. They're friendly and down to earth.
Yeah.
Who's not down to earth? You're saying like you had to Grizzly yeah. Rose and you're going to run into bad people?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't think that's true.
Especially at D bar. Yeah, be careful.
What's D-bar?
They're lettered. They're bars are so be careful if you're going by D.
Were you just trying to have some street cred with the Grizzly Rose people? I haven't been to Grizzly Rose in so long.
Yeah, no.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Their bars are labeled.
Last time I was there, I think it was in the 90s, and they were labeled.
So you're assuming they're still labeled.
Because when you line dance around D-bar, that's like a lap.
Okay. Yeah. Who did you go see?
I wasn't an artist. We were there for ladies' night one night. Me and two dudes, we were there to
pick
not
up?
Line dance and hopefully pick up some nice and
nice, very, friendly, down
yes,
to earth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's girls in sundresses and cowboy boots. There's something to be said about going to.
I'll give you that.
Do you know who I saw the last time I was at Grizzly Rose?
Brett Michaels.
Close.
Ooh.
Night Ranger.
Oh my
Get
goodness.
Out.
Can you? Has anybody been to see a band there? The stage, unless they've changed it, was 6 inches off the ground. So you're standing there. You're basically, if the band is short, you're looking eye to eye. It's so not a concert.
That's so weird.
You're just like, hey, man, can I sit in on this one?
Could the audience get on their knees? Maybe?
Right. You want them to get on their knees because it feels like you're amongst peers. It's so awkward.
You could still rock it.
I'm serious. I was like, I can come up and play the solo on this.
You could.
I could. I'm like, dude, Bradley, let me up. God.
That's what it is.
All right, yeah. So country people, I'm becoming a country person. I don't know how to say it.
You're, what, loving and what is it?
No, I found, like, I like Chris Stapleton now. I've been exposed to Chris Stapleton.
He's cool.
And I'm turning into, he doesn't sound country to me.
Okay.
I also started listening to this other dude, Jelly Roll, who is...
country?
He's called country. If you've never seen Jelly Roll, you have to check him out. I think he's 400 pounds. He's looks a little like he could be Post Malone's stepbrother. Face tattoos and just sings about cocaine and like he is considered a country. He's going out on the road like Trace Adkins or somebody. I hate all those guys. All the church and who's the guy on American Idol?
Luke Bryan?
That guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like Jelly Roll's fun.
All the guys with two first names.
That. Yes. All those dudes. But like, I like, so I think I'm becoming friendly and down to earth.
But you also, I know deep down because you knew him before he became huge. You and Garth had a thing together. I know way back.
There was a thing. We didn't have a thing, but I like.
You wanted a thing with Garth.
No, he wanted a thing with me.
Oh, that's what it was.
He was
so much for that down to earth thing.
Every once in a while when Aaron talks, I wonder why I leave her microphone on. This is one of those. Like, he was nobody.
Like,
and
nobody.
I was somebody. I was the manager of a music store.
You held his destiny in your hands.
I clearly didn't.
You
but
had
he was
power.
Yes. And he came to a convention we were at, and he was sitting in the hospitality suite. He just sat there with his big, overly pressed, bright colored Roper shirt and ginormous hat. I mean, the hat was like a clown hat. It was like he stole it off of Arby's. It was huge. And he's just like, hey, here's my record. The first single is going to be called The Dance. And like, be real proud if you played it in your stores and stuff. I'm like, do you know how many people have sat there? Like every year I go to the same convention, like every year somebody's sitting there and they're never going to be anything.
Yeah.
They never amounted to anything. Not one person who sat in that chair ever amounted to anything.
The hats just keep getting bigger. I'm not impressed. Garrett, sorry.
And then The Dance came out and I'm like, why didn't I go out drinking with that fool?
Yeah, dude.
So what are you? What do you think you are?
I don't think I'm more like jazz, I think. I don't like jazz, but
who are you
like
trying to get street cred with right now?
Jazz.
No one
people
in the world.
Jazz hands.
Here's like the worst part is I know you well enough to know that if I test you on this, you know at least two jazz guys that you can throw on my face.
I can.
I bet I can name them.
Okay.
Dave Koz.
Damn it.
Easy. Because he was a saxophone player that was on so many soundtracks
of
crap.
Like every
You're a nerd.
Yes.
Who's the second one you
I think I know.
Go.
Herb Albert. Herb Alpert, however you say it.
Yeah, he's kind of jazz.
David Sanborn and Spyro Gyra.
David Sanborn, another saxophone, and Spyro Gyra was from here, I think. No, Dotsero was from here.
Oh, I didn't know they were.
Well, there's a town, Dotsero, and clearly they were looking for a band name, careening down 70, like, let's just do that.
We could have been Montbuie or whatever.
Yes, yeah. No, Lockbuie. The band who opened up for them was Floyd Hill. So stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, Monument. You're not jazz, though. You don't even like jazz.
Uh-huh, it says jazz.
Yeah, but you don't like jazz. So jazz is, they say they're confident rule breakers.
Boom. You guys got to agree. Uh-huh. Confident rule breaker.
Okay. Aaron, you're classic. No, that's not classic rock. Because classical lovers are smart and introspective. Nobody in here defines that.
Like,
if we hear classical music, we leave the restaurant.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, we're, okay, then what are you?
I think I'm rock and roll.
Cool and open-minded?
Yeah.
Anybody?
We should have just had to pick the genre without knowing the answers.
Yes, that's true, because you looked at it. You looked at it that way.
No, but, I mean, classic rock is my go-to.
Yeah,
it is.
Old soul.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. You're a Beatles kid.
Yeah.
And T-Hack, you are?
I'd be pop music. I'm an upbeat doer.
Upbeat doer.
This is the dumbest thing you've ever done on our show ever.
Slacker and Steve.
Guys, I think I need an intervention.
Oh, finally.
It's not.
Wait, you're requesting your own intervention.
It's good. We're prepared. We've been prepared.
I got my cards. Let's go.
You guys! It's not about that. Although there was, I don't know if you know this. This is it. Here comes a tangent, and it's you guys' fault.
Okay.
Do you remember there was a time where we used to do a thing called Is It Good, Is It Bad?
Yeah.
Where it would be like, every other day, there's a story. Bacon, it's so good for you, keeps your heart elastic or whatever. And the next day, it's like, it's causing heart attacks. You have to stop. And half the stories were about alcohol.
Yes.
Because it's like, this day, red wine will prevent heart attacks. Next day, it's like, it's literally
it's good for
eating
pregnant
your
women or,
right.
Yeah.
In the last 2 weeks, I almost feel like the universe has been sending me a thing, and I don't include them in the stuff that I send over that we could potentially talk about. There's been so much stuff about booze that I don't want to send it. Because since COVID, if you guys thought I could hold my booze, being locked up for 2 years, whoa! Wait till you see me drink now, guys.
Oh, no.
You're going to be impressed. And now there was a story out, I think today, that was like, the acceptable amount of alcohol based on age groups, it was so vile. I couldn't finish the story. It was like men in their 30s, half a beer.
It's like, what?
Who?
Right?
Who's going to stop at half a? Oh, let me just throw the rest out. I don't want to get all too nutty.
I spill that much just opening the tab.
100%.
Wow.
So anyway, my intervention is not about alcohol. And I also, you're never going to hear any more negative alcohol stories on the show because I don't want you guys to have a springboard for the alcohol intervention. I need an emoji intervention.
An emoji.
Huh. I don't know if you guys notice this, but I...
You're the guy that...
I feel like every text should have one.
What?
Like at the end, because a lot of times, like when we're in a room and I say like, Steve, that haircut's great. You can tell I'm being sarcastic.
Right. Oh, but not in a written...
In an emoji, or I mean in a text, I can't. So I put the like, or if I'm like about to give bad news, I do the face angry. Or like whatever. Like I don't think I ever sent a text without it, and I'm getting some negative feedback from other people that
from
aren't
who?
In this room.
Call them out.
You, I don't want to say, because here's the thing. I don't want to say because you're stealing almost all my friends, Erin. She's literally befriending on Facebook, Insta, or elsewhere every single person that I know. And I don't know why she's doing it.
Well, I know it's not...
Why do you assume that it's me sending the friend request? Maybe they
you
like
are the one. I caught you.
I have.
I was with you one time when you sent. I was standing next to you when you sent the friend request to Chad, and I was
my buddy Chad.
My buddy Chad. And I was like, he's not going to respond for days or whatever. Chad's like a busy dude. Like, we were at Ball Arena having a drink, Erin and I were, and it was like, boop, friend request. I was like, you son of a... Sorry. So, I think I overuse emojis, is all I'm saying.
I disagree. I'm with you. I think every text should have one. Especially now they make it so easy. You can bring it up, you can search the emojis, and so now you can use new ones that you've never found before.
Just, I'm curious, because I never... Why is it better to have at least the end of text with, right? Is
just that what anywhere in it. It's something... It's more entertaining.
Okay.
I don't know.
Not only that, but I agree with you, because I overthink every single text message. So it's nice to have context as to the way that you're saying it, so I'm not just like, oh, that period sounded really angry.
Right.
Like, you're letting me know how you feel, so I'm not...
Because Steve doesn't know how to do it.
I don't.
But Apple now starts suggesting him, and it freaks him out.
Yes, it's like, knock it off.
Because, I don't know why you'd be writing basketball in a text, but let's pretend you did.
Okay.
It would let you leave basketball in your text, or it would let you replace it with a basketball.
You're right.
So there are times when you're done writing a text, if you don't hit send right away, it goes, and like six of the words in your text turn orange. And all you got to do is like tap them and they'll turn into the thing.
Oh, get out of town. But how do you get... I've had it where I'm going too fast typing stuff, and all of a sudden like some vegetable thing will appear. And how do I get
it? I'd like to know what you're typing.
It's that kumquat or whatever it is.
Is it purple and long?
Yeah, that. Then I can't get it out of the text. What is that one?
I need to know who you're sending that text to.
I need to know what that means.
Based on the context of what you're writing, it means... No, it's just you're talking about your junk. The purple eggplant is your junk, bro.
That's not an egg.
A kumquat. A kumquat does not look like what you think it is.
Well, I hope I'm not. Am I sending that to you?
I hope a lot of other people.
Our group text.
Father Flanagan. It's okay. I make a great eggplant dish.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
All right, everybody, bend over.
What? Again?
I already have the job.
Here's the deal. Erin said nothing on the air, but twisted her head in a way that I think immediately sends a distress signal to HR.
Yeah.
It was
Mom
like,
is on her way.
Ring, ring, ring. I've never seen your head twist quite like that. I was like, say again? There's a stat that says only 50% of American adults can touch their toes. And it, to finish this sentence, it says only 50% of American adults can touch their toes without straining. I could not offer me $1 million. If you're saying...
Without bending your knees.
Yeah. Okay.
If
I can't bend my knees, offer me $10 million. It makes no difference. I will never touch my toes. TX standing. TX is... Oh my God, you're only 4, 5, 6 inches maybe from it.
That's straining.
I swear to God, I would get maybe 2 feet from it.
What?
Yeah. I saw you stand up a little bit ago. Can you? Mm-hmm. No, you can't.
Yeah.
Do you stretch?
This body used to be an athlete at one time a long time ago. I haven't stretched since.
Yeah, that goes away, Steve. There's no way you've maintained it.
Right?
I mean maintain the stretch. Here's the thing. I wasn't an athlete, but I've always been like skinny sort of.
Yeah.
but I've never stretched my life. I don't think even when I was 5 years old, I could touch my toes. I don't think I've touched my toes without bending my leg in my life.
No, yeah. You could do it.
There's a difference between flexibility. There's athletic ability. Yeah. Yes. Like flex, because I've never been very flexible.
Oh.
I want to be flexible. I need to be. Like when I was doing the 50, 60 mile bike rides and stuff, I'm supposed to go. Somebody told me I got to go to someplace in Central Park or something where they stretch you. And then they teach you how to stretch.
There you go.
But they do some crap to you where they go, show me how far I can push your leg into your chest and you're comfortable. And you're like, right there, it's starting to hurt. And they're like, okay. And then they look you in the eyes and they start talking to you about something else. And then they go, puh, and go 6 more inches. And you're like, and that's what they do. Yeah. And apparently it feels amazing when you're
Aaron, down. Come here. Let's go. Let's do
it. Is Aaron going to try it?
I'm not flexible. I don't think I can.
But you're like athletic.
Wait. Steve is doing it.
Oh, my God. He's doing it.
Oh, he's not actually doing it. I can't see from where
he's doing it.
Yeah.
He touched his toes. Yeah, but look at his face. It says without straining.
He was able to hold it, though. He's upside down.
That counts.
Yeah.
How?
I know. Yeah.
It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
You're half of the Americans that can't.
I'm worse than that at this point.
I'm trying to think of like excuses as to why my body won't. Like my knees hyperextend, so there's more. I have further to go.
So your hammies would like stretch out more because they're extended.
Let's find out.
Can you who's going to do the play by play? Who can see her? Steve can see her. Like, all right, how far is she going?
Jeans. She's staring at the floor.
Oh my God.
You're like 2 inches, Aaron.
Aaron, just do it.
There she goes.
All right.
She did it.
All right. Here's...
I had to strain a little.
That's it.
Yeah. Are you trying?
Are you even trying?
Dude, that was starting to rip my hamstrings. Oh, I was 10 inches away?
That's like you and me.
No, dude, I swear to God, you got way closer than me. I barely get
mid-shin.
You're
the most active person in this room.
I get it. I mean, but I've never.
You're not limber.
Nobody yells at me. Like now it's almost Peloton's gotten smart and they know I don't do it. So at the end of a ride, they're like, hey, you should stretch. And I'm like,
stretching after the workout is probably more important than stretching after.
Got it. I don't have time for that. I have 30 minutes to work out, I'm going to work out for the entire 30 minutes.
No, that's bad.
You have to include a little 5 minutes.
No, I don't. Well, yes, you do. No, because I've tried it.
Why don't you take it from the people that can touch their toes?
Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
So I got a story of a guy who had a drinking problem, who gave it up.
Oh.
And ended up in the hospital because he picked up a worse problem.
Oh, God. How does this? Okay.
Oh, you'll find out, sir.
My story, Slacker, you know how those Amazon drivers have to get out of their vehicles to go make their, make their deliveries and
stuff? Oh, yeah. They run fast.
Yeah. Well, this car tracker, he runs faster, and he got his hands on an Amazon vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
Woo, carjacker in New Jersey. So he saw an Amazon delivery truck and he saw the driver go in and make the delivery and stuff like that. And that's
a free car right there, sir.
It is. That's what he thought. Carjacker jumped into the Amazon delivery truck and he took off a run. Woo! Unfortunately, the Amazon driver got back in before he stole it. So now they're both in there together.
Oh.
He pushed the driver inside the van, then got in the driver's seat and drove off. The delivery man tried to jump out but decided not to. The van was like going too fast, but he was able to alert two nearby police officers who gave chase. Carjacker eventually tried to evade police by driving onto the train tracks. The man got stuck. He jumped out, tried to make a run for it, but the cops caught him.
Oh, thank God.
So finally, yes, the Amazon delivery truck driver, everybody's good. They got him under control. He's going off too.
So this is like Amazon crime.
Dude, that what is it? Too bad. That's that one.
No, it's not good.
It wasn't too bad. It's, yes, that's probably what it was.
Like,
yeah, no, we saw what you. It was clever. It was not bad.
The car was prime for stealing. I should let it go.
Well,
okay, my story is out of Lithuania, which happens to be the Florida of that part of the country. Doctors in that place, there's a guy who had himself a significant drinking problem, and the doctors told him he needed to stop. So he did.
Nice.
Eventually, he showed up at the hospital via ambulance complaining of sharp abdominal pain.
What, from not drinking anything?
They asked what's going on. He's like, well, I did kick my drinking habit. I don't know what it could be. They did an x-ray, and it turns out he's been eating metal since he quit drinking.
What?
He kicked his drinking habit and instead started swallowing metal. They found 2 pounds of nails, screws, nuts, and bolts inside. Well, I don't want to drink, sir, so... This nail looks good.
Okay.
And this here, they had to do a 3-hour surgical procedure to get the stuff out of this dude.
Yeah, that's just...
We don't know if he's going to drink now or eat metal. Maybe he'll try some other worse habit. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.